Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday, the first New Year Telepathic Tuesday of this very shifting and invigorating first month of 2021. So I welcome you all tonight to join me and the Masters, the Infinite Masters, who speak through me, transmit energies through me, and place a high frequency into your aura fields. For those of you who are not familiar with me, as the list keeps growing every month, I've been teaching and healing for over 20 years now, and I bring in these master energies known as the Infinite Masters of Light Intelligences. And that's what you're feeling now coming into the room where you are. And I also have in my own bloodline Algonquin medicine, and I have been trained and moved into the Algonquin shamanic fire rites teachings for a number of years. And doing this has led me into stepping into the grid systems of many dimensions with star elders and star nations, so that I can see what's going on and feel what's going on in many, many different dimensions in very high transient states that channels through me and brings me the teachings and the higher vibrations for healing people. And that's just from coming in through the master chamber rooms that I seem to be arriving into more and more since last year, I would say. And when these master energies or the higher consciousness moves through me, there is a higher language. This is ancient languages. Some of it is ancient Hebrew, some of it is Tibetan, some of it is Lakota, Sanskrit. There's about four or five of these different languages, ancient languages that actually speaks through me. And when it happens, it is the master frequencies of a higher consciousness in varying tones and vibrations. And when those tones and vibrations are spoken in the word and delivered in the teachings or in the messages that comes through me, those vibrational tones shift your consciousness, shifts your mind, shifts your heart. And so you step into your own higher consciousness more rapidly while you are listening to any of the teachings or any of the messages or even the activations that speaks through me and adorns your aura field and adorns your inner mind with this powerful Holy Spirit of love. And so even while I'm speaking now, I'm already starting to shift and we are here. We are invoking higher frequencies into the inner mind's eyes. And so you would feel a higher frequency or a gentle energy on top of your head and also directly into the inner mind's eyes. And so this is what I do in my own quietness time, as I gather into stillness a lot longer each day now, because the essence of this holy presence of these ancient ones, these star elders and star beings, they're very aware that we are aware that their divine presence is moving around us and tapping into our consciousness. And so the main consciousness field that they really want to talk about tonight is your aura field. And so they want to get into clearing all of the aura fields, beginning at the top of the head. Because we have so many thought forms right now and so many uneasy feelings emanating from our heart chakras in our minds, and that's emptied into our aura fields and transmitted onto everybody else's aura fields. And so they want to get together tonight and bring in a column of light of protection around you and get your feet anchored. And we're going to step right into an activation for clearing the aura field, clearing the inner body, the inner mind, that inner child. So we want to get this very first of the new year mastery gathering with getting you all zipped up and ready for the full moon that's coming in on Thursday, and also for the 2-2 gateway. Okay. These energies that are going to be coming in when I do this is clearing and purifying your aura fields of all of the grid lines and energies and patterns that you can't see, but is just floating around in there. And if you have any rips or tears or very small holes that have been created in the past few weeks of all of these uncertain energies on the planet, then that has shifted your aura consciousness fields. And so I want to be able to clear all of that for you. And sometimes we have an emotional upset, or we have an uncertainty of the new year direction, these sort of things. And it does cause worry and fear. And that pokes a little hole in the aura field. And so we really want to visualize that we have a very powerful crystal grid of an aura field, just like your window, nice and clean, no smudge marks on it. That's how I look at it. Okay, so I'm going to go get into the stillness right now and allow the masters to start their activation for clearing the aura fields and clearing the inner body. And we do this by anchoring our feet and listen to the stillness around you. This is you, choo-choo-choo, go to the relax your shoulders. You need to relax the jaw. Relax the spinal column. Relax your arms and legs and feet. And just breathe in these energies around you as you anchor your feet deep into the heartbeat of Mother Earth Gaia. We want to get nicely anchored so that these masters can spiral us into the higher realms tonight. Just breathe in and breathe out slowly. E siete di tutto come andate che aria c'è tanaya voglia c'è cucu cucui e tanana voglia e aiuto no. We welcome the infinite masters in these heightened dimensions beyond the beyond, that is pouring in these beautiful crystallite energies and frequencies of light particles of light intelligences onto all crown chakras, into all aura bodies. It is aligning our aura bodies into our inner hearts and inner minds so that we may receive these masters' light and love. These heightened frequencies and essences that are arriving is igniting all of our inner bodies and tapping into your inner soul child so that you can tap into and align into your higher soul's essence in every breath. Breathe in the stillness of light that arrives to align you deeper . Breathe in the warm energies right down into your inner heartbeat. Gaia and her energies are holding you within her waveforms of light frequencies that you are breathing up through your foot chakras into the chakra body, around your entire aura body. You are receiving Gaia's crystalline light. Breathe in now far above your crown, a heightened vibration of a light thread or strand of light. It is arriving. It is your own higher light soul consciousness arriving on top of your head, seeping into your inner mind's eye, into the pineal crystals. The electromagnetic fields around us is pouring more light into the aura fields and now aligning onto the palm chakras. You are anchoring the foot chakras even deeper to be anchored in your body and feeling the light static energies on your hands, on your head. And these light particles of light beings and spark essences in your aura fields is amplifying a light vibration of these masters' essence. And these are small spark light frequencies, and they are cleansing and purifying and healing your aura fields. Into crystalline matrix fields that you are creating and now attracting more light particles of these spark light intelligences. Purify. Rebuilding your aura. Your minds are awakening to these energies that is flowing around the body. And you are feeling the stillness of your own light vibrational consciousness that you are breathing in to your inner mind and inner heartbeat.
Ni chato kora nai sho otoko de tena.
Listen to the high pitched ringing energies that is shifting your energetic heartbeats and minds, hands and feet. Of this sparking, magnetizing energy. Purifying and cleansing your thought forms. We are the masters of light, of many strands, of heightened hues and vibrations, of sound waves and sonar waves and elliptical waves. Of highest frequencies of intelligence. It is arriving now on this planet to bring a unity of oneness consciousness into all hearts and souls to be moving into freedom. Of all lowering energies.
The adiche te te kurbariya te kiriya te dehiriya te kurbariya te dehiriya te kukaramaniya te shuruya te ya te kiranamaniya te shuramaya te terena.
Why are you shuruna? We are many masters, teachers, healers, record keepers, gatekeepers, directors, and masters of infinite chamber rooms that will be lining all who are here in this gathering of multidimensional grid systems of time, of all of your timelines, and all who are anchored in here in their bodies and into the core of Gaia within their inner mind and inner mind's eye,
You are connecting to the soul light being that is floating around you in a thread of light, in vibrational fields of consciousness. There are transmissions of energies in static frequencies from your own dimensional grid systems of time. I am seeing a large crystal light beam arriving from the realms onto all who are gathered here in this massive grid system of your timelines. This beam of light arise to purify all hearts and minds and elevate the consciousness fields in their auras. It is children. I am asking for the infinite masters of light to pour in more white light in this beam of light into their body. Breathe in the light to purify all blood systems, all arteries, organs, muscles, tissues, hearts, lungs, inner eyes, inner ears, inner mind, to all be infused of a new essence of a light presence of light intelligences, Yodoba Yesha, to shift and elevate, heal and activate the consciousness within your entire body. Into your traumata, visualize a beautiful crystal light sphere spinning very slowly above the crown chakra. It is transmitting this white light down on top of your head, into the inner mind, inner mind's eye, inner ear, temples, ears, mouth, your entire body will become purified by this white light. It is gentle, and it is seeping into all of your entire head now. And it is warm, gentle energies of light, intelligence. And it is moving down into your throat, upper heart, heart, spinal column, abdominal organs for healing, bones and muscles that have been aching in the legs and hips and arms, wrists, hands, feet. The liquid light, child, it is liquid light. And feel the liquid light pouring down on the outside of your body, across the shoulders, and down the arms, and down the back. There's more liquid light pouring on top of you, and into
your inner being. Breathe in the liquid light. It is moving through your entire body. Breathe in once more, in and out. Breathe out any lowering thought forms or any lowering energies in the body. This beautiful liquid light in this white sphere of light is purifying all throat chakras, neck, heart. We have seen a white sphere of liquid light within the inner minds, within the head, within the heart. It is to cleanse and release old thought forms, old patterns, old programs, habits of eating, habits of thinking, habits of operating in old patterns to new vibrations of listening and feeling to knowing that what a master frequency is. Ichiru no, this sphere of light enters into all heart chakras, clearing the wounded hearts and dense, heavy hearts, both left and right chambers of the heart, of any blocks, of any sadness. Let it go. The liquid light is moving through all the arteries in the heart and lungs for healing and clearing. You are breathing in peacefully as the liquid light is washing, cleansing all of the organs in the abdominal area. It is warm in your blood system. And all organs are dissolving of all parasitic energies and any memories of any remnants of lingering energies that were stuck in wounded blocks in any of your organs. Breathe in more of this liquid light. Breathe it down into the root chakra. Visualize now your entire body is liquid light and purified. This liquid light is releasing you now of any heavy emotions of fear, sadness, uneasiness, anxiety that may be hidden within you, lingering from another timeline, or activated in this now moment. All worry and fear is falling from your hearts and minds as the liquid light is purifying all of your thought forms. let your body receive this healing of liquid light and absolute love of this soul light thread of your master's consciousness.
Golden
vibrations.
The adichatudo
wrap the body, the mind in oneness of white light. Perfection. Breathe in the light into your heart once more. Move your shoulders around. And one long relaxing breath in and out. As you open your eyes, come back into your room. The golden energy is wrapping around all aura fields that I am seeing. The static magnetic fields of crystalline energies is continuing to release. He had infused higher energies into the auras and into the hearts, and rebuilding a new field of light around many. Breathe in this light that is around you and become the light within you. Your inner child knows there is protection here. It feels safe and is now ready more than ever as an inner child to soar into these higher dimensions of light. Intelligences that is tapping each day now in all aura fields, awaiting this inner soul child to receive its soul civilization frequency of light.
Amma dice che ci rodeo giocori e riesce ad accorre ma niente cadna.
Just want to let the stillness move around everyone for just a moment here. Masters wanted to come in tonight and bring you into that higher state of awareness of tapping into a very high frequency that is around you at all moments, that you can gather into this heightened state of stillness and connected state of the liquid light of your soul light essence at any time. You can do it in a minute or two, and you can do it in an hour or 20 minutes. But it is there always waiting for you. It's hard to connect and to become a part of it with the clutter of our mind And you have a collection of thought forms in your aura fields all the time, from all of the other energies of thought forms of consciousness around you. So this higher thread of your higher strand of your soul light presence can't get through all the clutter to your inner child. It's kind of blocked by all the interruptive frequencies and energies. I can't tap into the inner mind's eye, pineal crystals, or inner heartbeat to reach down into your inner child. So your inner soul child becomes separated from your master soul and its light vibrations of love, of this liquid light, and its intelligences that wants to heal you, protect you, and guide you. And you feel how you're becoming empowered right now and very much at peace, because you've connected and realigned into your soul essence of its divine light presence. And this is where we want to be at any moment where we feel agitated or uncertain. Regroup, reconnect. Just like a sports team. When I get back, what do they say? Get back to the mat. Get on top of it. Regroup and reconnect. It's kind of like many, many energies are floating around in our consciousness field, and we're not even aware where some of them are coming from. But they are surfacing, and they are showering us with some maybe nasty nightmares or uncertain feelings of fear cropping up from nowhere or edginess. It's because your soul is surfacing of its energetic timelines inside of you with these high frequencies. And so every time your soul incarnates into a new lifetime, into a new body, it brings with it all of your soul times of woundedness and karma. And these wounded energies are of hidden cells of your soul timelines that is hidden within your cellular memory body. This is why sometimes you don't know why that emotion just appeared. It's a timeline. And every cell in your being, every single cell, has a cellular memory of any one of your soul lifetimes. So this is when you would have deja vu, where you think you've been somewhere or you've seen someone. That is the cellular memory. And if our bodies are carrying the wounded karma events from within our cellular memory, then it's going to block your child from elevating into the higher master soul energy, if that's what you're oscillating in. So we want to be in the higher state of a clear mind, clear heart, and clear consciousness. When you have a clear consciousness of your own frequency of light, then you're balanced. And then you can tap into the universal consciousness of these timelines where you were masters, where all your abilities and virtues and divinities are. So we have cellular memories of both good and bad. And they both carry attributes and virtues. And this is also within your body of your bloodline, of your ancestry bloodline. And they also have virtues and abilities. You inherit certain abilities to do things, to become professors or doctors or athletes. It's in the bloodline. So when we move into the stillness, even for a moment, we are able to clear our aura fields and raising our mind consciousness. And this is why they come to me every day and ask me to say to people, clear your aura, clear your mind. Because once you clear the aura of all of those other energy fields around you in the stillness, you open up an energetic field for the higher light threads of light intelligences, of light sparks, of light particles to start bathing your aura field and clearing those lowering energies that maybe your cellular body is emitting, or maybe your cellular body wasn't admitting it, but when you tapped into someone else's consciousness, it opened up the doorway to that cellular memory. Like attracts like. And so if you had fear of something in another lifetime, and someone came over and they had fear of the same thing, then all of a sudden you're going to walk away and have that same fear coming in from nowhere. Something's going to happen to me. I feel I'm going to be trapped in something. Where did that come from? You were just having a nice sandwich and talking on the phone with someone. But their hidden self and their shadow self tapped into you. And these are the memories, and they have intelligences. But we want to tap into the higher intelligent memories to become light in our bodies and balanced in our minds, which we just experienced. When there's disharmonic thought forms of the mind, then there's fear and anxiety and depression. You're not balanced. You're on an emotional roller coaster and things are not feeling good inside. And so all you need to do is tap into the higher energies of light around you. It's sitting right there waiting for you to tap into it. It's a consciousness. And so you just take a quick breath in and breathe out slowly and feel the energy that's moving around you in your aura. It's a static energy. It's sparks of light. And if you really think on the energy around you, you will feel the static and sparks arriving on you. You end up creating your own magnetic pulse of static frequencies on your body. And you can touch it with your hand or feel it on top of your head or hear it around your ear as a higher pitched ringing that your mind becomes aware of. And so when the aura becomes static light frequencies, which is around you right now, when you are aware of it within your mind, then the light just becomes your field around you, and you become the light within you. And the Holy Presence arrives in the peace that you breathe in, and the mind becomes calm. Then the heart feels the warmth, and the Holy Presence is of love. So you kind of just have to visualize these light sparks or light energies moving around you or moving in the room where you're sitting in the dark, maybe in the middle of the night, or sitting in the quietness in the meditation. Because you cannot see it until you're really elevated, but you can certainly feel it, and the mind becomes aware of it. And if you can bring in these light static frequencies more often on top of your head or around your heart and hands, and then you're going to be breathing out a lower energy of your body and breathing in these light particles. So without realizing it, you're going to be healing just through the breath. You're going to be releasing old cellular memories of karma and trauma just through the breath. Because as it's surfacing outward, because you're healing it outward, you're invoking a higher and attracting a higher frequency in your aura field. And pretty soon, the cellular memories of your timelines that were old and heavy and dense start leaving, and you become more of the higher virtues and higher aspects of the light timelines of your soul. And your mind moves into freedom of those old thought forms and those old waveforms that do not exist anymore, become crystal. And this is when you have a calm of crystal light. It just becomes you. Or the saints would have an aura of golden energy around their crowns, around their heads. They were emanating the purest consciousness of their soul light being, their I Am presence. And if we look back in time, many ancient ones, ancient priests, high priests, masters in chamber rooms, monks, they wanted to sustain this higher light presence within their hearts and minds. And so some of them would go into fasting of their body and mind. In their body they would have zero food, in mind they would have zero communication, only to listen to the stillness and only to receive the information of the light. So they wouldn't eat. They wouldn't speak or connect with anyone. They would just be in the stillness, just to receive. Because they wanted to cleanse their body and mind. They wanted to detox and fast. A holy fast would be what they would be looking for. And their soul's desire and pursuit at that time was to have a pure mind and a pure heart, and to sustain this crystal golden light aura that just bathed all of you of your own holy presence. As I saw the golden energy come over everyone, because you went into the highest state of pure mind, pure thought, pure heart. And when that happens, the golden consciousness of a holiest essence just appears as a column of light around you. And so these ancient ones and high priests and monks and those that sustained their higher consciousness in chamber rooms for many days and nights, their desire was to be breathing in their own higher divine consciousness of the holiest of holies. They didn't want to breathe in other people's thought forms. They didn't want to be trapped into old energy fields. They wanted to see the light within their mind and heal with that light of their body, which is what we just did. We asked for the liquid light. Heal every organ, every heartbeat, every muscle, tissue, ache, pain in our body. And the liquid light heals you and healed the mind to receive and oscillate of it. These shamans, sages, seers, masters, teachers, healers at that time and still today come into an honoring of stillness of this holy presence that's within them, just so that they can sustain the stillness longer each day by breathing in this holy divine presence. And so when I'm fasting of zero food or zero communication and detoxing my mind of thought forms, even if it's for one full day or maybe 7 days, whatever the masters ask me to do, it is because it's time to reconnect. It's time to go to the mat, reconnect, rebuild, and refocus on what is at hand. Honor the stillness of the divine holy presence that will bring in the light, and bring in that liquid light and its golden essence to wrap around your entire body, entire mind, and heal those old thought forms, old waveforms, uncertainties, and cleanse the body. Tapping into the stillness that is around you and within you will free the mind and free the body of any disruptive thought forms, in that you will only tap into the holy presence of stillness. That's the divine presence of light that you want to become, and allow it to become you, just as these monks and high priests, shamans, sages, seers did. That is the oneness of the breath of light. No. It becomes an energetic vibration that is breathing in the body, meditable and healing the outer body. And the healing outer body becomes ignited of the light, higher bodies that arise to ignite more light into the aura body. You will become a peaceful, confident, empowered soul being. You will grow into an empowering state of consciousness of your mind. Your body will become peaceful, and you will feel strong and confident. For your inner child will be in the higher light, of light intelligence, of knowing all is in protection. And your life will change as you shift in your thinking patterns and releasing patterns more often. You begin to operate of this light energy that you're breathing in and listening to. It has a different tone. It has a soft, gentle ringing. But there's a sense that even when you get into a noisy room, that you still will pick up the essence of that vibration, because you know who you are. You know your light vibration. And it comes through the stillness, and for me it rebuilds through the fasting and letting go. And in the awareness that you are not alone, that you are being bathed by the light of vibrations, of light energy encompassing you, empowers you. And as you become empowered of these force fields of light consciousness field within your body, it starts to begin to imprint its frequency into your mind and body, and you become this consciousness. It just becomes you. It's embedded as a frequency within you, so that when you wake up in the morning, you hear it and you breathe it in and you know, this is my light quotient. This is my vibration. This is my divine essence. I'm going to hold on to this Holy Spirit, Holy Mind, Holy Body, and this divine presence. And I'm going to practice throughout the day of tapping in to just check and see, is it there still? Can I reach into it at any moment? And I turn off the radio and listen, and it'll be right there in that second. You betcha it will be. It's you. And you are it. And you are oneness of that light frequency. It takes practice, child. It takes time. Not just for fasting, for purification of the mind and body. You will know when the time is right to sit in the stillness of your mind and to release those wounded thought forms or heaviness of uncertainty. Ask and ye shall receive. The directions are laid before you. Follow the footprints. These are the directors of the higher intelligences waiting for you to follow, waiting for you to ask, waiting for you to receive. But remember, you have layers and layers of karma, lifetimes to heal. And it takes time to clear those timelines. You have so many soul lifetime memories within your cellular body. You even have this lifetime of child wounds and emotional hurts and pains. And you can feel and see the light flowing within those energies of the body, or those feelings in the heart, to be lifted when you tap into your own sacred vibration. And your inner child will no longer hold wounded emotions. There won't be any more heavy, dense cellular memory holding you down, bringing a feeling in, because you're going to be awakened. You're going to be enlightened, and you're going to be in absolute awareness all of the time of your own vibration, of this divine essence of the light around you. They always say to me, it's what you cannot see that is healing you. That which you cannot see but know is who is here with you, child. and all that you hear but cannot see and come to know is all that you are of me. And that is your inner child speaking to you. That is your higher soul essence of its divine presence arriving into your fields. And when you're free of the heaviness and feel the light and the harmony and the joy increasing each day as you practice the stillness and continually clear the mind and clear the aura body, more and more of the light energies will be fueling your divine essence of your aura body. And you're going to feel that light. You're going to know the moment that there's a heaviness or an uncertain waveform that arrives. It's like you're going to know when there's a smudge on the window. And that is a karma. That is a low frequency. That is a thought form projected into your aura field that is crystallized. It's not going to stay in your aura field, because you're going to know when you become this holy light energy inside and there's a oneness of consciousness, of being the light, feeling the light, knowing the light is there, then you're always transmitting it, and you're always in awareness when someone is in need of the light. You'll see it through their eyes, and you'll transmit through your eyes that same light that they need, that you're healing now. Those saints and shamans and priests and monks, they fueled their bodies and minds with this holy essence of a divine presence to fuel the mind and heighten, lighten the heart so that they could become their soul child of light within. When I say breathe it in, hold, you're breathing that light down into your inner soul child. You're fueling the body with light for the inner child to become reconnected to its soul light. Fuel the body and the mind with the light so the inner child can step up and be master energy. This was the daily practice for those shamans, priests, monks. They did not take on the energies of what was going on around them. Rather, they fueled the energies of light and holy divine frequencies within them to heal what was going on around them. You could see the pictures of Buddha sitting with the lotus position and the butterflies coming around him, emanating of the light that he was transmitting. You can see it in small children with the love and the light and the innocence in their eyes that you want to hug them or kiss them or hold them. It's their soul light divinity, untouched and untapped by the lowering vibrations around them. They've only been communicating with the light and the love of their family. When you stay in the center of enlightenment and what is the lotus of enlightenment within your mind, then all lotus enlightenment frequencies come to be. And that's how those ancient ones came in to elevate their conscious body and mind and soul. They would want to move up and spiral up out of the crown chakra as a soul light essence connecting to a lotus flower of light. And it's a 12-petaled crystal lotus that I see many times spinning and emanating above the crown chakra when I'm moving into the higher states. And then a divine golden presence appears. And that's moving within me and around me. It is sacred. Your perceptive mind is what sees that lotus flower and its crystal frequencies moving. But your inner mind feels that you've arrived into an empowering crystal light being when that lotus appears. And you just feel that there's an illuminating sparks of light showering down into your aura from above the crown chakra and around the body. And you just be in the essence of the stillness and breathe. And to quote a body to the know, that's kind of what they wanted to bring through tonight, is for the elevation of staying in the elevation state of consciousness in the body, in the mind, and connecting to that what is inside of you, your inner child. Let go of all the worries. Let go of all the fears. All the calamities and the cluttering voices around you. It's blanketing your connection. You're standing in the lineup and you don't know what you're lining up for. And everybody's in line. But where are they going? What's ahead? Who's the leader? You've got to get back into your own soul presence and get out of the lineups of unknowingness and fear. Gain your own divine presence that will give you the direction and the guidance and the purpose and the knowing that you are a transmitter of light unto others. You're not jumping into the clutterbug. That's not going to help anyone. And if you breathe in the stillness every day and tap into what is here waiting for you, you will find the beauty that is within your life unfolds rapidly. And the messages, the knowledge, the hidden abilities, the frequencies that are hidden within you will all unfold and magnetize. And the layers and layers of old timelines and old karma, they're just diminishing. But you have to stay focused and you have to practice the stillness every day. And take that time to go to the mat, to listen, and to be still for what is it that I am to receive today. There's a very beautiful calmness coming in now. And I'm just going to direct some of the energies that I'm seeing in these, they're multidimensional grid systems, so there's a lot of different dimensional timelines coming in here. So I'm just going to project a high vibration into everybody's aura fields. Oh, there's crystal codes coming in. There's different sacred geometric patterns and numbers coming in. And there's indigo hues. There's magenta frequencies with the sparks. And there's arriving and encapsulating the entire grid system where everybody is in right now in this gathering that we have. I'm seeing the massive grid system of everybody's fields, and they're all crystallizing of light aura fields. Oh, there's still some heaviness on the left chamber of the heart. There we go. We just pulled that off. Oh, there's still tightness on a couple of the wrists. Oh, I just pulled that off. Uncertainty of the mind to be balanced tonight, child. Breathe in the peace to dissolve the uncertainty. Breathe in the warmth into the inner heartbeat of your inner child. And anchor that frequency of warmth through your feet into Gaia. And just be the light within you now, once more. There you go. That should have a very high vibration still moving through the aura fields right now. And it should be in perfection. So thank you for being with us tonight. And all of these infinite masters and infinite beings wanted to see and hear and feel all of your frequencies becoming balanced, aligned through the stillness and through the holy presence that came through you. And so just be in the vibrations of these high frequencies in this next few days as we step into the full moon on Thursday, where we're still experiencing the very high vibrations of that Saturn and Jupiter alignment. And this Jupiter alignment coming in on Thursday with the full moon is going to carry you into a very heightened state of knowing. And so I really wanted to clear your aura fields and clear your mind and get you all set for this knowingness that's coming in on the full moon on Thursday. So tap into that. Listen to this audio again if you need to have any adjustments to get regrouped and rebalanced. Just play the replay, and we'll see you on the 2-2 gateway that's going to be coming up, of a gathering in more of your inner child to connect to that master soul in a very high activation. We're going to be working on that inner child and the higher soul consciousness on the 2-2 gateway. 7 o'clock Eastern Time. So tap into IamInfiniteAll.com or NoraWalksInSpirit.com, and have a lovely evening. blessings to your inner child. And thank you for joining me tonight. Bye-bye. Yeah, Chukoya.